This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jason Harmon, CTO and founding partner of Get Real Health. Mr. Harmon has an extensive background as a technology executive with more than 20 years of software architecture and development experience, specializing in large-scale, high-performance applications. Mr. Harmon has been recognized by Microsoft for his contributions to the Health Vault and SQL Server platforms, and has spoken at conferences and universities in the United States and also in Europe. Jason, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So as the founder of Get Real Health, please tell our listeners more about your company.
Well, Get Real Health was founded in 2001 by myself and three other partners who came out of a large dot-com era organization that imploded during the dot-com meltdown. And the three of us basically wanted to put together a small firm that would deliver real results, something that was sometimes sorely lacking in the dot-com era. And we formed this company initially as a consulting organization. And then later moving into healthcare IT and then a healthcare product company.
What was the inspiration behind the launch of the business?
Well, the inspiration after, you know, being in this larger organization was to basically have us in a position where we controlled our own destinies. You know, if you're when you're in a 10,000 person organization and you don't like the way it's being managed, you don't have a lot of capability to do something about that. So that actually is, you know, why we formed the business, and also a lot about the name of the organization, Get Real Health, coming from the foundation that we wanted to get real about the business we were doing and help organizations develop real solutions that delivered real results.
Now, on a more personal level, I understand you have type 1 diabetes and the condition has been a source of motivation for you personally. Tell us about this union between your personal experiences and the overlap with your professional goals.
Absolutely. So back in when I graduated from high school, and actually during the whole years of my youth and in high school, I had no intention of going into the information technology field. I had done a lot of programming as a hobbyist as a kid, but my true passion was aviation and flying, and I had set up a career path to become an Air Force pilot. I actually achieved my private pilot's license while I was still in high school, and was preparing to go into ROTC to pursue that. Soon after I graduated from high school, though, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is an automatic disqualifying condition for both military as well as civil aviation, and had to look for another career, and that's the reason that I went into information technology instead. More recently, though, as we have created this organization, and when Get Real, it was originally Get Real Consulting and now Get Real Health, went into the personal health arena in 2005, I found that the knowledge that I had from managing diabetes and managing it very tightly could be very useful in terms of designing applications and solutions to help patients with diabetes and other chronic conditions to help manage their conditions better. And, you know, that experience that I have with tightly managing diabetes and the background from architecting solutions and applications has allowed me to utilize that background knowledge to create more effective and more realistic solutions for patients.
Appreciate your sharing that with us. Now, today we are with Jason Harmon, CTO and founding partner of Get Real Health, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Jason, in terms of Get Real Health, what are some of the competitive advantages that highlight the company's strengths?
So I think the biggest competitive advantages we have are in the modular nature of our flagship product, Instant PHR. Instant PHR is a toolkit that Get Real Health offers for creating patient engagement solutions. And the big advantage that we have over most of our competitors is the modular nature of this platform. Most personal health record systems that are out there are simple extensions of hospital electronic health record systems to allow patients to see their information and, you know, maybe request a refill. Or are standalone systems that have a fixed set of functionality. Instant PHR is component-based. We have about 200 widgets or modules that can be assembled into various different type of personal or patient engagement solutions, sort of like a set of Lego blocks. So Instant PHR can easily be configured into something as a general purpose personal health record. It can be configured into different disease-centric management systems, say, for example, for mental health management or diabetes management. And that flexibility, plus the integration we have with a lot of different data sources from personal health devices, for example, on the Microsoft Health Vault platform, to our interfaces to health information exchanges, I think are one of the real differentiators from us versus other personal health solutions.
And how do you envision the company growing both in the near future and the long term?
Well, in the near future, there are a couple of things that are rapidly driving the growth of our organization. One of them is some of the regulatory changes, specifically what's called meaningful use in the United States, which is requiring hospitals and other healthcare organizations to provide mechanisms to engage patients through online applications, and specifically the current requirements that are coming into effect this fall and into next year require that these hospitals and outpatient medical facilities be able to send information to the patients electronically and enable secure communication. Instant PHR was one of the first patient portal solutions certified for this meaningful use requirement, which we did in April this year as soon as the certification criteria were available. So the regulatory requirements are certainly pushing the growth, but also even beyond that, and especially outside of the U.S., is the cost of people with chronic conditions. Essentially, it's too expensive to ignore what happens to patients when they're not in the doctor's office, when they're not in the hospital. You know, if you have a patient with congestive heart failure, you want to be able, as a care organization, to see, is that patient suddenly gaining weight, indicating there's a problem with fluid retention that is going to bring them back into the doctor's office or the ER. Some of the features of Instant PHR and our integration with personal medical devices allow organizations to proactively monitor and manage these patients, which is helping their bottom line. You know, there are readmittance rules in the U.S. that if a patient comes into the ER twice within a short period of time for the same condition, the hospital doesn't get reimbursed by the federal government, for specifically Medicare or Medicaid, for those subsequent visits. And so there's a big financial motivator for, you know, robust patient engagement, and that's really what we're delivering with our solution.
And finally, if you would, share with us some client success stories involving Get Real Health.
Yeah, a couple of them that are really interesting. One of the pioneers of the use of our Instant PHR product is the MedStar Hospital System in Washington, D.C. And for their pilot group, they are an organization that they have a diabetes institute that serves a large underserved community in the Washington, D.C. area. And when their patients came into the MedStar Diabetes Institute, they were getting them signed up for Instant PHR. They were giving them a commodity glucometer that was connected to Instant PHR, and giving them a short training session on how to use that glucometer in Instant PHR. And what they found is during the study intervention period was that the average hemoglobin A1C level on the patients dropped by a point and a half, which is huge in terms of diabetes management and leads to drastically reduced risks of serious complications. You know, some of the concerns out there that this population would, you know, not have access to computers and stuff turned out not to be the case, and they have a huge retention of users after the intervention program was done and are continuing to use it. We have similar results in the UK with the Southampton organization of the National Health Service around diabetes intervention, seeing similar results. In the mental health arena, different instances of IPHR configured specifically for mental health management have been set up. One of them is in South London and Maudsley in the UK, another one in Canada. And what they have found is that using some of the features of our solution, for specifically the mood log, where patients would use a mobile phone or a smartphone device to log on a daily basis their mood, you know, whether they are having dangerous or suicidal thoughts. And this is prompting interaction and outreach from clinicians when needed. In the mental health studies, they found hugely reduced numbers of, you know, readmittances, even reduced numbers of arrests in one of the cases from, again, a very underserved population. And I think both of these examples with the MedStar Diabetes and around mental health have shown that patient engagement can work very well, even in the populations that might traditionally have been thought to be the hardest to reach out to. And I think it's just really proving the point that that Instant PHR and our solutions around patient engagement are not just fluff or add-on for the hospital EHRs, but really are a very valuable part of the overall care management system.
Really appreciate you sharing all this information. Very helpful. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and be in potential contact with you online in regards to Get Real Health?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to getrealhealth.com, there's information about our organization and product and contact information there as well. And we'd certainly love to hear from your listeners.
Certainly appreciate your joining us. We've been speaking with Jason Harmon, CTO and founding partner of Get Real Health. And once again, the website of reference and for potential contact is getrealhealth.com. Jason, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.